Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. You know that feeling when you have a huge project looming over you, something that just feels absolutely daunting? Yeah, me too. It's like that invisible monster under the bed, except this one whispers, maybe tomorrow, instead of roaring. But guess what? Today, we're armed with a super effective weapon. Breaking down procrastination into bite-sized chunks. You heard right. We're going to turn that mountain of work into a manageable hike. So, why is this so important? Because in today's fast-paced world, where distractions are constantly vying for our attention, it's easy to get overwhelmed. That, I'll do it later, voice can be incredibly tempting, but those little, later, moments add up, turning a simple task into an epic battle of wills. But with the power of breaking things down, we can reclaim control and actually feel good about getting stuff done. Here are 5 key takeaways that will have you saying goodbye to procrastination and hello to productivity. 1. Embrace the power of tiny tasks. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither is that masterpiece presentation or your dream novel. Don't get paralyzed by the enormity of it all. Instead, break it down into manageable tasks. Think of them as tiny stepping stones leading to your final destination. Want to write a blog post? Start with brainstorming 5 key points. Need to clean your apartment? Begin by tackling just one room. These mini victories build momentum and keep you motivated. 2. The 2 minutes or less rule. This is a game changer. If a task takes 2 minutes or less, do it right now. Respond to that email, file that paper, wash those dishes. You'll be amazed how quickly these small tasks accumulate and lighten your mental load. Plus, you get the satisfaction of crossing things off your list. Instant gratification, baby. 3. Timeboxing. Your new best friend. Ever feel like time just melts away? Timeboxing is like giving your day a structure that actually works for you. Allocate specific blocks of time for particular tasks. It might sound rigid, but trust me, it creates focus and prevents distractions from sucking you in. And hey, you can always adjust those time slots as needed. 4. The eat the frog strategy. This one's about tackling your most dreaded task first thing in the morning. You know, that big, scary project that keeps lurking at the back of your mind? Face it head on. Once you conquer the frog, the rest of the day feels lighter and more manageable. Plus, there's a sense of accomplishment that kicks in, making you feel like a total boss. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of celebrating your progress, no matter how small. Treat yourself to a coffee break, take a walk in the sunshine, or listen to your favorite song. Recognizing your accomplishments keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who has been putting off writing her college essay for weeks. It feels overwhelming, right? So, instead of staring at a blank page, she breaks it down into smaller tasks. She spends 30 minutes brainstorming ideas, another 30 minutes outlining her main points, and then dedicates an hour to writing the introduction. Boom! Just like that, Sarah has made significant progress. She feels empowered and motivated to continue working on the rest of her essay. See how breaking things down can transform a daunting task into something achievable. So remember, you are not defined by procrastination, you are capable of overcoming it. Embrace the power of small steps, timeboxing, and celebrating your wins. And hey, if you find yourself slipping back into old habits, don't beat yourself up. Just gently redirect your focus and get back on track. We all stumble sometimes. The key is to keep moving forward. That's it for today, folks. I hope this episode has inspired you to take charge of your time and conquer those procrastination monsters. And remember, share this episode with a friend who might need a little extra motivation. Together, we can slay procrastination one small step at a time. See you in the next episode, where we'll explore another powerful tool for getting things done.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.